Llegó la primavera JCPenney con la última moda. Piezas cómodas y ligeras. Mezcla y combina lo nuevo de tus marcas favoritas y crea looks originales que se acomodan a tu presupuesto, como las polos de St. John's Bay con un pantalón en algodón o un simple suéter y jeans de A&A. Encuentra el bolso de Liz Claiborne que siempre has querido y sandalias que combinen. Para noches más cálidas, elige pijamas ligeras y frescas de Ambriel. Trae a tu familia y descubran lo nuevo de primavera. JCPenney. Vale la pena.
Hey everybody, it's your man Head Crack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast, or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time.
Yeah. Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This is your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Head Crack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. What's up, everybody? Welcome to Dish Nation.
Hey, what's up?
It's Wednesday, so you know these celebrities are trying to get over the hump just like you are, and they're causing all types of drama. We're here to talk about it. Plus, the whole gang's back together. We got Portia.
Hey, guys.
Fresh from a foreign land. Like, where'd you go?
Yes, Tokyo.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Word up. Heidi and Frank are in the building holding down the west side. How y'all feeling?
What's up?
So, hey, later on in the show, does Nicki Minaj have a new man? Plus, Dancing with the Stars just announced their gang of new contestants, and let's see how many of you recognize them. But first, someone that's definitely a star, Madonna. Now, she's done something that has shocked the world. Can you guess what that is?
What?
Madonna flew coach.
What?
Oh, what?
Hell.
Now,
yeah.
Why is that?
I don't know. You think there would have been a whole bunch of, I'm Madonna, bitches. You know, like,
right.
At the front.
I'm a material girl living in a material world. I mean, come on.
I wouldn't be caught dead if I was Madonna sitting in coach.
Hmm. Well, she had to do it to let her black children know that, honey, they're not privileged, that, they, you know, sometimes you have to sit in coach, honey.
No, you did not.
Yeah, she had to remind
I think she was solo dolo in this one. On a recent flight from London to Lisbon, Portugal, passengers were shocked to see Madonna enter the plane, all wrapped up with sunglasses and a hat to join them in the economy section. Take a look how it looked.
Oh, man. The girl that was with her saw what was going on. She probably cussed that person
it's
out.
It's amazing how after so many years of being familiar with a star, they can cover up everything.
Yeah.
But her mouth, and I would still know that is Madonna.
At least she had the window. She wasn't in the middle seat.
Bow Wow seat next to the window.
No.
Oh, yeah.
For sure. You're
going to come kick your camera.
Yeah.
What? Head crack.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Portia, did they fly you first class to Tokyo?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Really?
With the way my blood clots and everything else I claim happened, I have to be in the first class.
Portia Williams has deep vein thrombosis.
Yeah, she has to get up three times during the flight just to go walk the aisle so she can throw a clot.
Well, it's that time of the year again when Dancing with the Stars announces its new cast. And I think the most shocking thing about the cast
they
is...
They got stars this time?
Well, you decide, Frank, because I don't recognize half of the people that they're announcing. So, former Olympian Mary Lou Retton.
Well, yeah.
We remember her back in 1984. She was huge, so we know
big
her.
Big grin, yes.
Yes. Singer Tinashe. And from Bachelor in Paradise, you might know him as grocery store Joe Amabile. No, right? No, me either. No idea. Also, my childhood crush, Nancy McKeon, she was Joe on The Facts of Life. She is on. See, so again, she hasn't been, I mean, she's been in some things here and there, but for the most part, Nancy McKeon is not on anybody's radar in 2018.
She wants
so
that check.
Is
that's
she
going to
be dancing
life,
in
honey.
The denim jacket,
okay.
though? Will she dance in the denim jacket?
Would any of you, if the call came, would you go on Dancing with the Stars, anybody?
I absolutely would.
Mm-hmm. You would.
But you're the only one, the first one speaking up, the one who can't dance.
Okay.
Now, Headcrack, you can't dance.
Heidi, why would you assume Headcrack can dance?
The blacks in the room.
Now you don't dance.
My dance revolution style of dancing may get me past with the other shades.
I have posted something on my Instagram where him tried to dance.
Right.
Hilarious.
Do the Carlton. Here it go.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
Oh, my God.
Sir, your form is bad.
Are you sweeping? That's the appeal of this show, Dancing with the Stars.
No.
Yeah, yes, it is. Because you want to see somebody grow and evolve. You want to see somebody crappy on that first day and then get really good.
I never made it to the second week. I got the call to do it,
but I didn't.
It was a few years ago.
I ain't finna look like Master P.
Or Heidi,
I figured out why Headcrack wants to be on it.
Oh, why?
He want to sleep with the dancers. He believe in the rumors.
I just want to make sure
what it is.
I'm doing undercover boss. I just want to make sure.
You all remember how hot I looked when I had that really long beard, right?
No.
You look tough.
We're all trying to jog our memories.
Like biker tough.
Well, 78-year-old Jeopardy host Alex Trebek has started the new season with a new look, and he's sporting the beard. So, ladies, what do you think?
Ooh, Silver Daddy.
He looks hot with a beard.
Yeah, he does.
He
looks hot with a beard.
God.
That's a good full beard for an older man.
He looks much better than he does with just hair.
He could be Sean Connery's stunt double.
Oh, yeah.
They were saying that Alex, back in the day, some people thought he was black because he had curly hair and a big, thick mustache and tan skin. So people thought he was black.
Mm-hmm.
When I look at the picture, I think he looks more like Mr. Cotter than Freddie Boom Boom Washington.
Ooh, Mr. Cotter.
Yeah. No, he does look black, though. He's like one of my uncles.
He looked like
Kurt Reynolds. He
looked
black.
Magnum P.I.
Yes, he does.
He looked like a snack back in the day.
No kidding.
Yeah, it's like Gabe Kaplan's hotter brother.
Vintage snack.
You get that mustache a ride?
Yeah. Oh!
What is absolutely?
Coming up, I'll tell you how a Jersey Shore star dodged a bullet. Explain later, but for now, bye, Atlanta.
Bye, Atlanta.
Take it easy, y'all.
Bye, y'all.
Well, moving on, it seems with all the controversy surrounding Nicki Minaj lately, she's starting to finally get her groove back.
Good.
Yeah, Barbie's getting back into the swing of ting. Now, the rapper was recently spotted leaving dinner and jumping in the car with the multi-millionaire Lewis Hamilton. Now, for those who don't know who he is, Hamilton, he gets busy. He's a four-time champion race car driver who recently signed a $100 million contract with Mercedes-AMG Motorsport, and he was linked to such stars as Nicole Scherzinger, Rihanna, and Chanel Amon.
Hi.
He gets around.
I'm not mad at this at all, darling.
At all.
Yes. I am. Yeah.
Why?
Because, first of all, this man is pure. He's a wholesome guy. Look at the girls he dated. Nicole Scherzinger, Chanel Amon. Pure girls.
Rihanna. Don't forget Rihanna.
Nicole Scherzinger ain't pure.
And Rihanna is spicy.
Nicki Minaj is a hood rat.
No, she does not deserve a nice man.
His whole hit list is par for the course. I don't think you know much about Chanel Amon. Rihanna's Rihanna. And Nicole Scherzinger, you know, they try to clean her up. But she gets a little thotty.
Well, they may have tried to clean her up, but she got cleaned up. And she's not Nicki Minaj fighting the damn.
First of all, Nicki
didn't fight.
She was the fight.
Nobody?
She was the fight.
She was being fought.
Yeah, well, but still, this guy's too clean.
Let me tell you something. He got one of the best lists in Hollywood.
And these pictures don't do him no justice, honey.
Yeah, they don't.
Fine in public.
Yeah, he is.
He's too clean for Nicki, though. Nicki needs to get back with them rappers.
Why you say he clean? You see his tattoos and stuff.
Clean, he has a good image. I mean, he ain't used to be with no damn fighting rapper.
I think this might be another notch on his belt. Like, I don't see him rocking well for the long term.
I don't think it's going to be super long either, but I will tell you this. The only part I will agree with you, Gary, is that he's not a rapper. He's not in the industry, so he's not in her world.
No.
He's something completely different for Nicki. And
he's
in
a different billionaire
world. This is all we wanted for you, sister. Okay?
Well, y'all, moving on, Kylie Jenner says her body was totally transformed by motherhood. In the issue of Glamour UK Autumn Winter 2018 edition, Jenner gets candid about her shape after welcoming 7-month-old daughter Stormy with boyfriend Travis Scott.
No.
The reality star revealed, pregnancy completely changed my body at a super young age, but I really don't care.
Did y'all read between the lines, honey? She's saying, this is saying I'm looking like a black woman, and her black man did not want a black woman. He wanted a white one. That's why
she looked good. What is wrong with the picture, though? Please, somebody tell me what looks bad.
She looks like perfection.
You better shut your face, Gary.
No, you did not. She looks good. You know, the baby has to come through there, so it stretches the hips out a little bit.
Is that what that does?
What's the problem?
There is no problem. Just
too much when you live in a town where everybody weighs 97 pounds,
you will feel big.
You feel like the fat one.
And please, she got a $1 billion, baby. You have no complaints. Who even care what your body look like? Girl, who looking at your body anymore?
Dry your tears on them big face Benjis.
Right. Up next, want to be a working actor? You might want to consider that cash register job. Jeffrey Owens is back in the news and winning. We'll tell you how after the break. Dish Nation.
Breakfast winter is coming, and I need my skincare routine together, baby.
Well, Gary, you got to be careful because most skincare products on the shelf are either loaded with harmful chemicals, but they work, or they have clean ingredients, but do absolutely nothing for your skin. You should try True Botanicals. They believe you shouldn't have to choose between skincare that's safe and skincare that's effective. You deserve both.
Well, honey, how do you do that?
Gary, they have the top researchers, and they bottle the highest quality natural ingredients, creating these luxurious formulas that are pure and potent. But their Renew collection for aging skin outperformed Cream de la Mer, and their Clear collection for acne outperformed Proactive. True Botanicals is the first skincare company to have its entire line certified safe for people and the planet by the nonprofit Made Safe. Just go to TrueBotanicals.com to get free samples and receive $20 off orders of $40 or more off your first purchase with the code DISH. DISH Nation.
Dish Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey,
yes, honey, it's time for another edition of
Nailed It.
Now, the elegant Miss Julia Roberts attended the Toronto Film Festival in a classy ensemble that resembled a dress worn by the late, great John Crawford. Yes, honey, a fan decided, baby, to post a photo, bitch, of Julia beside Mommy Dearest, honey, on Instagram and ask her followers who wore it best.
Yes! An antique bitch stole my look.
Yes, honey. Yes, baby. Now, y'all already know, honey, that the trolls, honey, were ready, baby, for a tag, honey. One Instagram follower commented, "John Crawford looks my way and looks way better, honey, in my opinion. More classic and refined, and Julia is wearing ugly black nail polish."
Uh-oh. Came for you.
Oh, this bitch came for me, too. Well, anyway, honey, the pretty woman politely responded, honey, it is in fact a navy polish with garnet crystals as a grounding accent. In case you bitch would like to edit your comment from ugly black nail polish to ugly navy polish with garnet crystals, honey. Yes, honey. Just saying it. She read this bitch for filth,
that's
honey.
That's
yeah,
like,
honey.
You will never have a garnet crystal in your nails.
Never, okay? Never,
not even
honey.
On your hand, and definitely not in your nails.
Let me correct
Ms.
you, honey.
Ms. Roberts said,
navy.
Catch it, bitch. This yes, is not black.
Oh, man, I love when celebs have the ultimate comeback. Actor Jeffrey Owens is winning.
How's that?
That's right. After weeks of being job shamed for working at Trader Joe's, Jeffrey not only landed a gig on Tyler Perry's Have and Have Nots, but he will now be a guest starring on NCIS New Orleans.
Oh,
executive producer Christopher Silber tweeted, "So happy he'll be joining our extended family. Total class act. Jeffrey Owens to star on NCIS New Orleans."
I love it.
I love it.
That's what it's going to be about.
You had a rags to riches situation,
What?
Who?
Oh, I thought you had a rags to riches situation.
When?
I don't know. You got the pen and they gave you a job.
Can somebody come get him?
People will try to make you out to look a certain way, but then it turns all around to work in your favor.
Oh,
now, Portia, you've been known to get your act on. I mean, we saw you do your thing on Sharknado.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Like, if everything hit rock bottom, would you work at Trader Joe's if you had to?
Now, opportunities like Sharknado, they just don't come every day. Sharknado, they don't come every day. So in between jobs, I work at Dish Nation.
Okay.
All right, bitch.
Well, hopefully somebody will see this and put you on show.
Yes, yes. In between my Sharknado.
Yes, honey.
Well, y'all know what time it is?
It's deal time.
That's right, and I love this deal, guys. It's nothing like a super fluffy pillow, guys. And this one is amazing. The two-pack bamboo memory foam travel pillows are the fluffiest of them all. No need to sacrifice your pillow quality while on the go with these shredded memory foam travel pillows. The memory foam allows for more air circulation and keep the pillow cool. It's the perfect size for resting in your car, plane travel, or you can leave it at work so you can rest at work. Each pillow has a zipped storage bag, and as soon as you pull it open, it fluffs out to the right size. Also, the pillows are hypoallergenic and soft, yet comfortable to provide support.
Gary!
Ooh!
Give me that damn pillow.
Oh, child, hell, it was comfortable.
Okay, everyone. Gary, now this deal is sure to wake you up.
Girl, how much?
Usually, the two-pack bamboo memory foam travel pillows go for $80, but for our Dish Nation viewers, it's only $19.
$19?
Amazing.
Just go to morningsave.com and say Dish Nation sent you. Up next, Jersey Shore star Pauly D was almost struck by a bullet, but it's not quite what it sounds like. We'll tell you more after the break.
Dish Nation. We already know you love Dish Nation, so check out our podcast partners. Laughs Uncut brings you America's funniest stand-up comedians. Top 30 breaks down today's top 30 stories in 30 fast-paced minutes. And Divorce Court takes you into real-life courtroom battles to experience relationship drama firsthand. Find, listen, and subscribe. Now back to the show.
Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. Well, Pauly D is opening up about his ex-girlfriend, singer Aubrey O'Day, and says that he dodged a bullet.
Why?
Well, they met on the set of Famously Single.
Oh, right.
And then they tried to reconcile their relationship on Reality Stars Marriage Boot Camp and ended up basically calling it off back in July of this year, or back in 2017. He was asked about the scandal. You know the scandal with Aubrey O'Day and Donald Trump Jr.
That she was
his mistress.
Right.
So when Pauly was asked about the scandal, this is what he had to say. He says, hey, listen, she had what she had to do at the time, I guess. The way I feel is I dodged a bullet. I'm glad that I was out of that whole situation.
Wait, what is he saying? She had to do what she had to do at the time, meaning she had to do Donald Trump Jr.? I don't even understand what
I think
he's
when
saying.
He's saying he dodged a bullet and she had to do what she had to do at the time, it's like she is that type of person. Well, she'll just do whatever she's doing at the time. And it's always a little out there, a little cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
Right,
you say
he dodged
a bullet, it's because she was crazy. That's why she's been linked to so many other stars, like Diddy and Donnie Wahlberg
yeah,
and
right.
all those guys. She's like, she is crazy, and crazy chicks are awesome.
Well, somebody is taking a little dip in my favorite kind of pond, the lady pond.
What is the lady pond exactly?
You know what the lady pond is.
It's like Adult Swim for moms with shower caps.
No, it's
way
hotter.
They do this, they don't get their hair wet.
No, dipping in the lady pond, Ashley Benson, if you know her, she's gorgeous. She's from Pretty Little Liars. She was also in the movie Spring Breakers. Well, rumor has it, not even really a rumor, it's kind of out there that she and Cara Delevingne are an item.
My God, Cara Delevingne, she's tearing through Hollywood, isn't she? Who was she hooked up with last, Paris Jackson?
Yeah, who came out as bisexual recently. So she was with her, and now apparently she's with Ashley Benson. Recently, Ashley marked her territory by declaring Cara mine on Instagram. And then she also tweeted at Cara on Twitter saying, quote, I can see your three sushi emojis.
Well, I guess if someone goes on Instagram and says, you are mine,
yeah.
and tells the world that you are mine, would you dig that?
Oh, I love it.
That someone claims you like that? You wouldn't be like, hey.
That somebody's claiming me, that they're admitting it, as opposed to going, no one knows about this, right? You're not telling anyone. I mean, we're not going out, right? No, I think that's really sexy. I'm not crazy about the sushi emojis, but here's what I find weird about that relationship is that they kind of look like they could be sisters. And not, you know.
Actually, I thought that was a before and after picture of someone who had their hair cut.
I can't imagine dating somebody who really kind of looks exactly like
Nobody can imagine dating someone that looks exactly like you.
Oh, I love this so much.
Heidi, I hate to break it to you, but I'm on Instagram right now, and it says here on Ashley Benson's Instagram that it was hacked, that the entire story is crap.
Do you see I'm tearing up? Why are you doing that? Are you messing with me right now?
No.
This is not real.
It's not real. It was all fake news on Dish Nation.
I gotta go.
Oh, you can still imagine it. All right, don't go anywhere. Atlanta's coming right back with more Dish Nation.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation, everybody.
Hey! finding that there's a new reality show called Model Squad, honey. And it's causing quite a stir, honey, thanks to Victoria's Secret model, Devon Winslow. Now, in a clip posted to Instagram, the models are seen discussing the struggles minority ethnic models face when trying to make it around the world.
A lot of black girls would have to miss Milan because they won't be able to walk in the shows because they don't want girls of that color.
You know how hard it is to be blonde?
I have to get a highlight every month.
You know how hard it
is to be blonde?
Oh, Lord, some conversation.
It's like to be blonde.
Oh, yeah. It's so hard.
So what struggles do you think she would have faced as a model, honey, because she's blonde? You know, I mean, she's beautiful.
Well, she probably can never get any real muscle definition going because people are probably always opening doors for her.
Yeah, just helping her out because she's so pretty.
And
what's the biggest obstacle you had to overcome as a white woman?
Oh, my God. Dealing with you black men when I'm afraid of you all at night because, you know, if you're going to the store and then you burly black man like yourself and the beard, oh, my God, it scares me.
Show is over, but don't forget to head over to MorningSave.com to take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.